Chapter 28. He said,
I haven't slept in 2 days. I'm wired, I'm edgy, and I'm thinking of having a drink. I know it's late, but can I come over?
She said, I think you'd better. He arrived 15 minutes later. She met him at the door. Dr. Elizabeth Lane had last seen Bobby 24 hours ago. The sight of him now filled her with both shock and dismay. His face was drawn, his eyes sunken. Whereas once he'd sat in her office with preternatural stillness, now he paced relentlessly, filling the space with manic energy. He was a man on the brink. One wrong step and he'd go over. She was thinking strongly of prescription medication. For now, however, she started with, Would you like a glass of water? He said in a rush.
You know that old saying, just because you're paranoid doesn't mean they're not out to get you?
Yes.
Well, I never thought I was paranoid, but now I think they're out to get me.
He wasn't going to sit. Rather than respond to his agitation, she moved behind her desk, finding her chair and clasping her hands neutrally. Who is they, Bobby? She asked evenly.
Who isn't? The judge, the ADA, the BPD, the widow, hell. Everyone wants a piece of me these days.
The investigation into the shooting has you concerned?
The investigation into the shooting?
He stopped, blinked his eyes a few times in confusion, then impatiently waved his hand.
Screw that! No one's waiting long enough to care about those results. No, they're going to get me tomorrow.
She remained patient. What's going to happen tomorrow, Bobby? But he'd caught wind of her tone. He stopped pacing long enough to square off against her and plant his hands on her desk. Bobby Dodge stared her straight in the eye, and Elizabeth was a bit disconcerted to discover that in his current state, he frightened her.
I am not an idiot, he said intently. I am not losing it. No strike that I am losing it. That's exactly why I'm here, but damn it, I have cause.
Would you like to start at the beginning? He whirled away from her desk.
Beginning? What beginning? I don't even know what the hell that is anymore. Was the beginning Thursday night when I shot Jimmy Gagnon? Or was the beginning 9 months ago when I randomly met Jimmy and Catherine at a cocktail party? Maybe it was Tuesday when Jimmy filed for divorce. Or maybe it was 20-odd years ago when Catherine was abducted by a pedophile. How the hell should I know?
Bobby, I would like to help you.
But I sound like a fucking psycho?
I wouldn't use those words.
Gagnon would. Copley would. Christ, it's only a matter of time.
He ran his hand through his hair, then looked wildly around her office like an animal sizing its cage. At the last minute, just when she was beginning to fear the worst, that he would do something rash and hurt himself, or do something dangerous and hurt her, he suddenly took a deep breath and exhaled it, long and slow.